KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Good morning, Rainbow Radio. Craig here. Live from Laguna Beach. With special guest Andy. Say hello, Andy.
Hi, everyone.
Lots to talk about. Glad you're here. Lots of news. Stay tuned. It's Laguna Beach, and we're so excited about today's program. We have so much to talk about, and so much has gone on this last week. First of all, I want to let you inform you about my guest, who I've known for years, well, at least probably 10, maybe 12, right, Andy? I don't know.
At least that, yeah.
Anyway, Andres Alarcon, I'm going to read what I have put together. While Andres is known as DJ Arrow, he's been spinning music since 2003 when he made his debut at the now world-famous Boom Boom Room. And while he has worked with several local and now famous drag queens, his passion is being an advocate. So that's what we're going to be advocating today, an LGBTQ advocate, to be more specific. Andreas wanted to find a way for his community to be represented on a project called Hot Fuss. I've actually witnessed Hot Fuss live, I have to say, a YouTube channel that he hosts. His guest panelists are LGBTQ diverse panel that speaks on current events, hot topics, politics, religion, sexuality, and relationships, and much, much more. In addition, he is also an artist. He writes and sings, and he has music online. John, join me with Andy. Say hello, Andy.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Yeah, we've got lots to talk about. So that's Andy, and we're going to get back to him in just a minute. But I got to talk about the weather, Andres.
Whatever you call me.
Andres. Did you know I came in this morning, it was 75 degrees in my car at 7:30 this morning. 75 degrees in Laguna Beach. And if you look at the 10-day forecast for Laguna Beach, today it is supposed to get up to 86. Tomorrow, 81, 83, 84, 82, 80, 78, 76, by next Saturday. But while we are up, I guess, I don't want to say a bit distressed by the warm weather, let me give you the weather report for Riverside. Okay, today they're expecting a mild 108. 104, 101, 97, 97, 95, 95, 96. 95, and so on. So while our first world problems are pretty severe here in Laguna Beach, they're not as severe as they are in Riverside. So please keep that in mind, that we're all in the same, to appreciate what we have here in Laguna
Beach. We're fortunate.
We're very fortunate. Thank you. So, and I also want to thank again our sponsor for KX93.5. And again, that's Mike Johnson of Compass Real Estate. He's been with us, since the inception of my Rainbow Radio program. So that's all really good news. And then a couple of things. We had a 4th of July LGBTQ Pride event on Tuesday, Wednesday. And I have to say that a lot of people showed up. Were you there, Andy?
I was there. It was amazing.
So Pride is alive and well in Laguna Beach.
Oh, yeah.
There is a thing that it's kind of a joke, and Andy, you can jump in on this at any time. But the gay agenda, have you heard of the gay agenda?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, there's this mysterious gay agenda. There's really no gay agenda, but I guess there's some people, some persons, some citizens, whatever, that feel that they like to identify our culture as having an agenda, like it's some nasty, covert kind of thing going on. And it is not nasty or covert. We like to have fun. And if we have any agenda, it's about, you know, being ourselves and sharing the things that are important in our lives with as many people that are appreciate them.
Absolutely.
So the gay agenda. So I'm laughing because I have a bit of an agenda, but it's not the gay agenda, okay? So this last week, once a month on Thursday, there is an organization called LGBTQ Heritage and Culture. And it's kind of a loosely operated group of people that are interested in, good representation of the heritage, the things that have been contributed to Laguna Beach. For instance, the first gay mayor in the United States was Bob Gentry here in Laguna Beach. And there's a few other firsts, but it has, as far as Laguna Beach's gay culture, it's very powerful and there's a lot to it. So I'm before this committee, which has been formed about 9 months ago, maybe a year ago, probably coming up in a year. And I have my agenda. And Andy, you're supposed to go, yes.
Exactly.
So I'm bad. I cackle a lot. I'm sorry. So I there were three points that I wanted to bring up. And we can talk about them throughout the show, too, as things come to our mind. But the first point is that the presence in the community is getting stronger and stronger. And I'm not sure why, but I just feel that there's a groundswell. And attitudes have changed, and attitudes are more inclusive. And with that, there's more, I guess, visibility and more activity with the LGBTQ community in Laguna Beach. And it's affecting people that want to come to Laguna Beach and enjoy the same. So with that, I thought what would be great would be to kind of promote that in a way that is has a business sense about it, where we promote everything that Laguna Beach has to offer to what would more in most circles be considered a niche market, which is the LGBT community. There are LGBTQ travel sites, and Expedia Orbitz and Travelocity have them. All the banks, Wells Fargo has a special program for the LGBTQ community, an outreach program, and there's tons and tons of stuff going on. So with that, I presented to the Heritage Committee this last Wednesday, a week ago Wednesday, not this a few days ago, but a week ago, 10 days ago, that perhaps it might be fun to rename Mountain Street. Mountain Street runs from PCH, where the Memorial Garden is, where over 300 plus ashes have been interned on the hillside there. And a beautiful bench was recently commissioned by the city with rainbow colors on it. And it's beautiful, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It's a very special place. That's where Mountain ends. And then it goes five blocks up the hill and ends in a kind of an awkward convergence with some other roads. And it's an innocuous name, Mountain. It is not named after another person or architect or person in the community of significance. So I would like to suggest that we have a campaign to rename it Harvey Milk Avenue in honor of Harvey Milk that was recently happened in Portland, Oregon 3 weeks ago, where the city council voted unanimously to change Stark Street, which was named after, had some historical significance in Portland, Oregon, but to rename it Harvey Milk. So I think this five-block street, I would love to see it renamed Harvey Milk. Now, we also kind of have what has been called kind of the district, the gay district or LGBTQ district. I would suggest that we designate an area and name it after the mayor, that Bob Gentry have the Gentry Historic Heritage District, the Bob Gentry Heritage District, and that would be probably five blocks within where Harvey Milk Avenue is, as kind of the Heritage District. And certain things there, like, again, the bench and the memorial garden, and certain businesses that have been very much a part of the gay culture would be recognized as part of that heritage area. And then, so that's number two, is renaming. And number three is they've done it in Long Beach, they've done it in Provincetown, they've done it, I don't know, many in Santa Monica, on Santa Monica. They put rainbow on the crosswalks. I think we could have a rainbow crosswalks. I know the PCH is managed by Caltrans, so there's a lot more to it probably than just local painting of the sidewalk and city approval. It has to be also accepted by Caltrans. But I'm optimistic that there is many examples of it already in place, as with Harvey Milk Avenue or Street. There's many examples that we can have that gay agenda. So with that, I'm going to take a music break, and we're going to get back here and give Andy a chance, and I will listen a little bit more than I will talk, I promise you. We'll be right back. Oh, that was Dinka in Venice Beach. It's I guess one of the, I do this fairly frequently, and I know it's a bad thing, and Andy could be a testament to this. DJ should not play all of their favorite music again and again and again. And oh well, but you know, I have my indulgences. I indulge a little bit. So, but we are back here with Andy and Andres, and I want to know, tell us, you in your dialogue here, you said you had a show called Hot.
It's called Hot Fuss.
Hot Fuss, Andy. Right. So what was the brainchild of this Hot Fuss thing? I mean, did you just wake up one morning and go, oh, I'm going to do a Hot Fuss program?
It didn't exactly happen that way. I moved to Arizona, which is where I'm originally from, in Tucson, in 2015, because my mom got really sick. And so I had to move there to take care of her. And Tucson is a very, I mean, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
Living there is not, you know, the best situation, at least for somebody who is like me, who just loves city life and the beach and all that stuff. And so I had a lot of downtime when I was there, and I was like, I need to do something. I have a lot of creative energy, and I really want to, you know, try to figure this out. And so I was DJing at a club down there called IBT's.
Okay.
It's a gay bar on 4th Avenue, which everybody who's
from
there.
Did you say gay bar?
It's a gay bar. Yeah. Have you ever been?
I've been to Tucson many times. There were a couple of places there that I'd been to years ago, but not to that one.
If you ever go back to Tucson, you have to check out IBT's. A lot of the drag queens from here will go down there and perform, and it's pretty cool. Morgan McMichaels was there a couple years ago when I was there too, so it was fun. But anyway, so I decided that I'm very political. I'm very involved. I love, you know, I watch all kinds of different shows, from shows that are on the right to the left. Like,
don't get a migraine or have a mental...
I'm very passionate about it, but I don't get upset. I'm just very passionate. And so one of the things that I noticed was that we don't really have... The LGBTQ community doesn't really have a platform... or we're not represented in that realm.
No agenda.
Right. And so I wanted us to, you know, have a voice, because, you know, we have an opinion too. We have a voice. A lot of us are, you know, really interested in politics and what's going on. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted that. And so I said, okay, well, I don't see it anywhere. I mean, we have Ellen, who's awesome. You know, she's a great, right. She's a talk show host. So it's fun. Then we have Anderson Cooper, who is more of a, like a journalist, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
But we don't really have like a view, like the View type of platform for us, you know? And I just thought, God, that'd be so cool if we had that. And so that's why I created Hot Fuss, so that we would have a platform for us to be able to voice our opinions on politics. And we also talk about all kinds of different things like religion, spirituality, sexuality, mm-hmm. relationships, current events, hot topics, you know?
That's great. I agree. Totally. It's a lot of fun. I think it's something that's lacking. I think I do agree. Ellen is more on the entertainment side of things. I think she avoids politics as much as possible, unless she gets called out.
Right.
And then she has a response. And Anderson Cooper is more journalistic. I totally agree. And where do you go? I mean, we used to have the Advocate. Well, we do have the Advocate publications. There's a lot of publications. But there is, I agree, there is a huge void. There is no LGBTQ voice per se on a radio or television program of any significance at this point.
Right. And it's super important, because a lot of these issues affect us personally, mm-hmm. individually, and as a community. Mm-hmm. So it's super important that we do have a voice, and people look at us. And also, I think it changes the way that, you know, America would look at us too, where they would say, wow, like these, you know, if you aren't, you know, LGBTQ friendly, and you saw us, you know, on a TV show talking about real world issues, maybe you would think a little bit differently.
Well, and maybe tromp down some of those stereotypes. You know, I noticed on the news there was this cowboy said, he declared July heterosexual pride, because we don't run around the comment was, we don't run around in scantily clad and make silly people of ourselves marching down the street. And it's just so misguided. I'm sorry.
Well, he obviously has no idea why there's a gay pride to begin with.
Right.
He doesn't understand that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, heterosexual pride, that's every other month and every other
day. It's every month. It's every day. It's everywhere.
Since the beginning of time. Like this. You know, but there's a reason for it.
Yeah. Well, maybe that dialogue provokes some more thought about the gay community being more vocal, too.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's funny because earlier what you were talking about how the support in Laguna Beach is increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Laguna Beach was the first place I came out here. Like, this is the place where I felt.
No.
Yeah. I know, right? It was the place that I felt most comfortable to be who I really always was, I guess, but never was able to actually be. And so, you know, I've always known Laguna to be, like, gay friendly and, you know, just kind of oriented in that way. But yeah, I see it increasing more and more as well.
So when you were in Tucson and being the good son that I know you are and helping your mother, and you had this epiphany a bit of that maybe I could be or facilitate this voice. Is that what kind of came about?
Yeah. I mean, I figured if the platform's not out there, then I need to build it, or someone does, you know?
Dang right.
Yeah.
So you came up with this idea and moved back to California?
Yeah, so I was going to do it there, but again, Tucson is not, you know, it's really hot there. It's super hot in here now. I can't believe it. It was 109 yesterday where I live, and I was like, I'm staying inside. This is awful. It reminded me of Tucson a lot.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I love being up here, and so I said, let me just actually develop it there, back here in California. And so slowly started putting it together. And
how long ago did I know you've had it for some time?
Yeah, it's been about 4 months now.
So you've had the program. What's the response been?
It's definitely good. It's called Hot Fuss. If you go onto YouTube, it's Hot Fuss Show, all one word, and you'll see all of our episodes. There's a lot of interest. I mean, we have all kinds of different guests as well. So it's people from lots of different types of backgrounds. We have drag queens on there, and that's a lot of fun, too.
Yeah. You get Bob Gentry on there, the former mayor?
I have not had
Bob. I think he's living in Hawaii, but that might really be. But you could do a call-in.
That's true.
Yeah.
You were on the show.
I was.
At Main Street Bar, we interviewed you for Gay Pride, Laguna Pride, when that was happening. So that was pretty cool. I was excited to have you on.
Well, thank you. I don't think I watched the whole episode. I watched. I tried to, Andy, but Andres.
Well, so, it's okay. You're older now. And
so now, you're going a bit. You said to me you're going a bit in a different. You're kind of redesigning the program a little bit as you and some adjustments as you move along to make it more topical and interesting.
Yeah, it was more the way that it was set up was more kind of like The View, where there was just panel.
Okay.
In that way, where there wasn't actually a host. And so I just recently changed it to the format to be a little bit more where there is a host and he's interviewing the panelists and having it that way, because I felt a lot of the times, you know, I like to ask questions. I love to ask, you know, people what their opinions are, their views. And so I figured I could do that and still be part of the show and host it and still be able to get a response. And so that's what we do now is we talk about politics and I just posted this morning our latest episode. It was with human rights and animal rights activist Luis Silva. You may have seen him. He was actually at Laguna Pride.
Oh, wow.
We interviewed him, too. That's how I met him, actually. He's really cool. And then we interviewed an indie artist. His name is Victor Zachary. So, anyway, we talked about the political climate right now. and just how divided we are and just how crazy everyone is. I mean, there's so many extremes.
Well, I'd have to say there's probably likely no shortage of topics in the culture that's going on now.
No.
It wouldn't be difficult to find something to be.
It's not. Every day there's something new.
Passionate about and discuss it. So when is your next program?
So we film every week and we upload every Saturday.
So there's a new show every Saturday, just like there's a new show here at KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. Had to get that plug in.
Yes, that's true. That's correct.
Yeah. So you're a Saturday show. So everyone who's LGBTQ in the community needs to wake up Saturday and get a good dose of what's going on in the cultural front of things.
Starting with you.
Yeah, there. First thing in the morning.
Yeah.
So in this journey you've taken, or so far, were you born in Tucson?
Yes.
So, okay, so you're zony, a real zony.
Yes. Yeah, I was there for 21 years before I moved out here.
Okay. And do you have any brothers or sisters?
I'm the youngest of five.
Oh, it's always the youngest one, they say. He's always the cutest and the smartest.
Oh.
And the most spoiled.
So sweet and true. All of it.
And Sybil, in the book of Sybil of sibling rivalry. That's a hard one to say. Sibling rivalry. So, and do you have any other brothers or sisters who are perhaps gay?
I did. Well, so I'm the youngest of five. The next oldest sister is 18 years older than me, so there's quite a gap.
Oh.
But my second oldest brother, he was gay. He passed, but he was gay.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, he died of AIDS in 1993, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. But he was that
were do you remember that?
Yeah, very vividly.
Yeah. How old were you then?
I was 13.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Were you out? I don't know what else to say.
No, I was raised in a very conservative religious household.
Oh, your brother, did he struggle with that?
Oh yeah.
Oh wow. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Was he supported by the family when he was ill?
Oh. Well, by my mom and my sister, but the entire rest of the family completely disassociated with us.
That is so awful. Yeah. That is so sad, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, people didn't know a lot about it. Back then, it was still fairly new. And right. So
there was a lot of, even in the gay community, there was a lot of misunderstanding about what it was all about. And so many people missed that window. I assume he missed the window of the good meds that have extended people's
it.
Yeah,
just
that's the tragic it. Thing. I have some close friends, I will say Gino Azevedo out in Palm Springs, and his partner missed that window and he made the window, and I always think of how unfortunate and how sad that they were torn apart by that disease,
right?
Because they're both such wonderful, special people in my book. So that's my shout out to Gino if you're listening. But that kind of that stuff, fortunately, I think that has improved. But I also think, Andy, we're kind of in a bubble here. You know, there's so many other countries and so many other locations where is not accepted, you know.
Being gay, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even in other countries. It's specifically to us right here being in California. I mean, we're in our own little world here. There's still so many other parts of this, our own country, that it's terrible.
Well, even the topic of conversion therapy is still a hot topic in a lot of, there's states. I just read the governor of one, I won't say which state it is. I think I have it in my news notes here, but he vetoed a bill that was to identify conversion therapy as a non-accepted practice and a criminal penalties for doing it. He vetoed it because he still feels that people can change, you know. I mean, that's like saying if you've got blue eyes, if you think hard enough, pray hard enough, and work at it hard enough, your eyes will turn brown if that's what you want, you know.
Right.
And brown is the same color as excrement.
as something else. Right.
So so that must have been a difficult time for you with in your family to see your brother pass and then be gay yourself, but not out or responding to it.
Well, yeah, I didn't know how to really react. I was very Catholic, and so I just tried to pray the gay away.
Yeah.
You know, for myself, I had, you know, I did have to actually go see priests and talk to them about it and stuff, and wow. So it's very difficult to go, because then you also associate. I mean, it's a lot of my family that did that. My mom did that for a very long time, and she associated being gay with AIDS because of that experience, and understandably so. I get it,
yeah.
You know, and so I could never, you know, be upset at her for that. But at the same time, you know, it was just a lack of education, you know, and,
right.
And so, and it still is, mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure it's still associated.
You suppose some of your life's experiences have provoked you to want to be more, to do this, program, the Hot Fuss program, and provoke some thought and conversation?
I do. I've considered myself liberal for a very long time. I don't know how I feel about that right now. I'm still kind of trying to figure out who I identify with. But I do have a lot of opposing views to even gay people or liberal people. And so even just putting that out there creates a dialogue and having a conversation, which I love.
Right.
For example, just a couple of years ago, I didn't understand the whole, you know, trans bathroom, you know, issue that we had. I was like, this is dumb. Why do trans people need, you know what I mean? I thought it was ridiculous. It wasn't until I actually started to educate myself and talk to, you know, people who were trans and understand why, that I was like, okay, this makes complete sense. So, you know, you can have an opposing view or have a different view than somebody else and then just talk to them.
You know, I always felt that, here's another example. Someone say, well, I'm bi. And I said, no, if you're saying you're bi, it's because you don't want to really admit you're fully gay. But there's very few bi people. That's a misnomer. And I've discovered that that's false, that I do feel that there are people with a proclivity for both sexes. And it's sincere and it's from the heart. It's not, they don't have a stronger preference over the other. And I also think that there is a certain amount of people that feel that they were, their inner spirit or body or whatever is not the right sex for their physical body. And I used to think that there was a lot of reasons people wanted to change their sex, primarily because they were ashamed of who they were, perhaps as being gay, that it was more important to them, an easier path for them to change their sex. But I've learned, I think, as you've just expressed of yourself, that there's a lot more to it than that. And when they peel back with, which they have to do now before any reputable clinic or facility will do the surgeries, they have to peel back the emotion and find out that if they are truly doing it for very good reasons and not for being provoked by shame or other.
Yeah, you have to go to therapy for a couple years.
Yeah, yeah, and make those decisions. And I've decided that as you, that there are people that feel that so passionately that they need to change.
There are also trans people who aren't gay, which is
right
a whole other thing. And you just kind of, you know, you have to just, if we just start seeing each other, we're human beings, you know, and
there
we
you
just
go.
Start seeing each other as that
yes.
versus as gay, lesbian, trans. I mean, I get why the labels exist, but, you know, don't see each other as even a political party. You don't see each other as a Trump supporter or as a Hillary supporter or Bernie or whatever. See each other as human first. And then you're going to actually, you know, gain some understanding.
Yeah, the humanity of it. No, I agree. So we're going to come back to some of that in a minute, but you also have a very creative part of yourself, I understand.
Are you talking about my fashion or?
No, I was talking about your audio expression.
Yeah.
Particularly You and Me.
Yeah.
A song you wrote.
Oh, I thought you meant You and Me. I was hoping that was going to go somewhere. Sorry.
Well, that's okay.
I'm starry-eyed.
Oh, Andy, don't do that. Andres, so I'm going to play your song. Did you have any intro you wanted to add to it?
I mean,
What's the message of it?
Well, like all songs, I think, you know, they're, especially like if it's a pop song, which is what this is, it stems from some sort of relationship or love or something like that. And this was a song that I wrote about my ex.
Oh, there we go. There's the dirt. And now we have Andy's own personal song, You and Me. Let's see. I had a hard time getting it converted to an MP3, so hopefully it's going to work here.
I've always been in love with you.
With the way things are, I'm not really sure.
I know that you love me too.
Just remember, you heard it here first on KX93 Radio with Andy Andres, and we're back, and we have a... I talked about my agenda before we get back to you, so I'm going to jump in here. I have some news from across the globe. The Paris mayor snaps at homophobia, makes rainbow crosswalks permanent.
Nice.
In Paris. How about that? After the Paris Rainbow Crosswalks were vandalized ahead of the city's Pride Parade last week, Mayor of Paris, Annie Hidalgo, It's a female. How about that? They're very progressive in Paris. Decided to convert the seasonal emblem of the LGBTQ solidarity into a permanent symbol of Paris. A stance against the acts of homophobia. 3 days before this year's Marché des Fairies. I guess that
sounds about right.
March of the Fairies in French. Well, I don't know. It's Marché des D-E-S, Fairies. Hidalgo went on to Twitter to declare her initiative to preserve the city's long-held French values. So our hats are off to Annie and her support. That is some interesting news. And then I do have some other news here that a little more local. California State Assembly votes to strengthen protection for LGBTQ people against conversion therapy. How about that? California State Senate for consideration of if enacted, California would join all Illinois and Connecticut explicitly making conversion therapy subject to consumer protection laws. Well, there you go. You heard it here first. Now, one other one, then this kind of really gets me. I think it's just outrageous. And this is from HRC, Human Rights Campaign. It's from their news page. But HRC responded to Republican representative, I should say, that happens to be Republican, Dana Rohrabacher's comment to a group of realtors a couple weeks ago, during which he reportedly asserted that homeowners should have the right to refuse to sell their property to LGBTQ people. In a meeting with the Orange County Association of Realtors, Rohrabacher reportedly said every homeowner should be able to make a decision not to sell their home to someone if they feel they don't agree with their lifestyle. We've drawn a line on racism, but I don't think we should extend that line. Homeowners should not be required to be in a business with someone they think is doing something that is immoral. So anyway, there is a Democratic opponent for him. Harley wrote, I can't remember, Roeder, I believe is his last name, but Harley, and he won the Democratic, midterm? Yeah. So if you don't like what Rohrabacher had to say, you might want to consider Harley as your next vote. So anyway, we're back here with Andres. And I want to go on some more about your program and how people perhaps can get a hold of you if they would like to make some kind of a contribution.
Yeah. Well, can I just say that what you just said is just absolutely ridiculous?
Thank you.
How not what you said, but I mean,
right.
It's just crazy because when is this going to stop? Why? Seriously, we're in 2018 and, you know, you're trying to define who I am or, you know, my values as immoral and try not to sell me a house.
Yeah.
Because of that. I mean, that's fine. Take your business elsewhere, obviously, right? But that's not a solution. This is just crazy to me.
I think what I find offensive is the support of some personal opinions that obviously he feels the gay culture is immoral.
Well, that's you know, he's speaking from a, I'm assuming, a religious context, and so, you know, that's why I have an issue with it, because you should be able to. We live in this country where we have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and that's great. You know, you should be able to do that, but at the same time, you shouldn't be able to just openly discriminate like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to your question. You can email me at info@hotfussshow.com if you have any questions, or if you're an artist and you want to be featured on one of our.
And it's HOTFUSS.
Three S's. So if you're doing the email. Yeah.
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 So it's hotfussshow.com.
Right. Correct.
And info will get a message.
Yeah, info@hotfussshow.com.
And they could also probably, I suggest some content or some news.
Absolutely.
That you might want to be topical that they think is important.
Yeah, if there's something you want to talk about or hear about, or if you, you know, are wanting to be a guest panelist, you can email me as well. We can talk.
You know, Andres, I feel what your efforts are so honorable and so important. And I don't know what to say, but I hope that you find tremendous support. I hope that you go a great distance with it. I hope you get national or international syndication. After all, California is kind of a focal point, and so the demographics are there. And if it's topical and it's exciting and brings more viewers, you know, I see so many things on YouTube where, for the craziest reasons, they got 3 or 4 million hits.
Right.
You know, and I understand some of that, but and everyone's kind of shies away, but from controversial things. They're more about, they'd rather see their cat, you know, do funny things, and they get millions of hits. And right. So when it comes, but I think the to put maybe put words in your program myself is that you're focusing on moving forward. You're focusing on the opportunity, and you're focusing on what is good and what can be done on the good side of things, it sounds like to me.
We're focusing on the issues and, you know, and on things that really make a difference. I mean, it's not all serious. Like, we talk a lot. We have a lot of fun on the show, too.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about gay dating on today's episode and the difficulties of it. So that was fun.
Yeah, I agree. So I hope that I hope you get on Ellen.
Thank you. I hope so.
Can
too.
I write a letter?
You can absolutely write a letter. Yeah,
that would be a great way to kick it off. You know, and be on Ellen's show.
I want RuPaul on the show. I want her to come be a guest.
Well, that would be great. That would be great. Yeah. So now, do you live in you? Where do you live?
I live in Irvine.
You live in Irvine. Okay.
Right.
So you're close by, but you're in Laguna Beach is the heart of you a bit?
Yeah. I mean, Laguna Beach is, it's where I would love to live.
Yeah.
You know.
Me too.
And end up, right, here. I have lived here before.
Yeah.
It's also like 10 degrees cooler here.
Yeah. Oh, let me tell you, I said Riverside, 107.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Now, I don't want to wrap our, we're not very close to the end here, but I want to cover all the bases with you, Andres. In the past shows that you've done, what were some of the topics that you've covered so far?
Well, we talked about the Starbucks arrest.
The black man. Yeah,
I mean, that keeps happening over and over. I mean, there's so many videos now of people.
So it's fair to say you're just not focused on LGBTQ issues. You're focused on issues as they play in the world, more in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, a huge thing is racism. So we talk a lot about that. And because it's, you know, listen, it is LGBTQ focused, but we're, like I said, we're speaking on issues from our perception. And so it's important to me that people understand that you have to stand up and fight against all discrimination, regardless
of
what it is.
Right.
And so that's, we've talked about that. Of course, Trump, that's a never ending topic. We can talk about that, all day, every day.
Yeah.
It's just an insane thing. And you know, we also talk about fun stuff. We have a lot of, like I said, we have artists on the show, so we'll promote their work too. Whether you're gay or not, we'll still
promote your work. And when you say artists, musical artists or
everything, any type of artist that you are. Yeah, okay. We have painters that will come on and we'll promote their art as well. We have musicians. We have people who have their music videos who are actually signed with labels who will promote your music video and, you know, all that stuff too. So, yeah, I mean, it's a broad range of topics.
So if someone listened to your program, some of these first three that have a broad range of product, I guess your focus for the future is anything that shows, racism, and that includes I guess racism. I guess, it's got to go beyond racism because being gay is not being a race. You're not a race,
right?
But anyway, it focuses on prejudices and enlightenment and things that provoke maybe some angry response, but that need to be need some attention so yeah. people understand.
And it's not just it's not just complaining about what's happening. It's about trying to find a solution to what's happening and finding commonality with somebody who is, racist. I saw a documentary on Netflix. I forget what it's called. It was called, I forgot the name of it. But anyway, it was a documentary on this Muslim lady who went in to speak with, the extreme right, neo-Nazis, would go and just have a conversation with them. She would go into their homes, mm-hmm. sit with them and ask them questions. And, before meeting her, they were absolutely completely against having a Muslim in their country, what right. they consider to be their country. But after spending some time with her, they actually got to know her. And then by the end, they were friends and their mm-hmm. opinions were changing. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen all the time, but it's a possibility. So you have to try.
Here's another example of my experience when Prop 8 was passed, and we tried to put it back on the ballot to eliminate it, and the comment was that the people that vote, the resolve to change the minds was to have a conversation. And they said, unless you go out into the San Joaquin Valley, where the multitudes of people that perhaps they don't see the big city component of the gay culture, and perhaps they're a bit more isolated, but they vote,
right?
And they don't see it from a different perspective, and they will never see it from a different perspective until someone has a conversation with them. And I think they got a groundswell of support to go out and knock on doors, actually physically knock on doors and ask questions and do the best to change minds. And there is a documentary about that in itself. And so it's the conversation that needs to be had. And
right. And you do that in a loving, compassionate way. You don't go out there, with torches and pitchforks, trying to change something. I mean, sometimes there is... a time for that, right? But you have to do it in a way that you are an example. Be an example of who you want other people to be,
Yeah.
Because you see it all the time. I mean, you see people just shutting each other down constantly. Like you were saying, like what you were saying about the Prop 8 thing. I would see people say, if you voted for Prop 8, unfriend me or don't talk to me or, whatever. Yeah. Same thing with Trump. If you voted for Trump, I never want to speak to you again. You're an awful person. And that's just not
true. That's the person
true.
You need to speak to.
Right.
That's the very person you exactly. need to speak to.
Exactly. You have to be that example. You can't, if you do that, you're acting just like they are, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's an extreme view.
We had an interesting conversation, Andres and I, earlier about how this culture of divisiveness has been propagated on it. And I guess my opinion, and I expressed it, and I'm going to express it again here, is that we have a legislature that has decided too often that their own personal agenda is more important than the agenda of the people. And they're more interested in their self-serving interest to promote their career as a politician than they are in doing the right thing. And that's both sides of the aisle, obviously. It takes two to tango. So what happens that too frequently, I feel, is that legislature is boiled down to some very innocuous items that get passed I think they named made a certain day of the year a certain designation, that kind of stuff. None of the big stuff that has to do with health care, none of the big stuff that has to do with immigration. And so I feel that in the process of them preserving their own position, they espouse tons and tons of misinformation on both sides of the aisle, right. Tons and tons of propaganda, let's just call it propaganda, to further their own personal cause and not the cause of the people.
Absolutely.
And that has trickled down into our culture, into our media, and into just about everything we do. Right. In our social media, where we don't want to have a dialogue with people that support the things that we don't believe in, because, right. you know, and so I just think that in my book, everyone needs to have some level of compassion where they are willing to listen to other voices, yes. and realize that the power is the center point that makes things happen.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. One of the biggest things that was happening recently was the whole Roseanne situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did you follow up on that?
Yeah, I followed that a bit.
So, you know, she had that racist tweet, and, you know, they fired her for it, and everyone was happy about that. I was not. I actually love Roseanne. I don't think she's racist. I followed her since the 80s. But, you know, to me, it was like we could have turned that moment into a teaching moment, too. We could have, you know, that could have been an episode, a whole episode on racism, you know, instead of, again, just shutting somebody down. You have to have a dialogue. You have to be able to try to understand where they're coming from. I know that it sounds, you know, like it is a lot of work.
Yeah.
But if you don't actually kind of delve in and just try to figure out why someone feels a certain way, then you're never gonna change their opinion your mind.
I have one caveat to that.
Okay.
So Truman Capote wrote a lot of good books, and he wrote about some very horrendous people. And I think the interesting part of it was that you understood those people because he made you understand that person, why they did the horrible things they did. But acknowledging it and understanding it it doesn't make it okay in
right.
certain cases.
Call it out,
yeah. And I mean, it affected him personally, Truman Capote, you know.
Right.
That his experiences with these people. So... my replacement's here. I hate having replacements.
I don't think anybody could replace you.
I can never replace you. Never.
We're going to segue. First of all, Andy, is there anyone you want to shout out? So thank you so much, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best. I wish you on Ellen. I wish you 2 million likes and supports on YouTube and Facebook. And my listeners out there, check it out on Facebook. On YouTube.
Yeah, it's just a Hot Fuss Show, all one word, and you'll see all my episodes. But thank you so much. I really, really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, no. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing, and you're going to have to come back.
I will.
You're
going
to have to come back on
Absolutely.
The show again. This is KX93.5, Laguna Beach's only FM radio. It's Craig with Rainbow Radio, and we're going to slide out of this with a song. And I'll invite you to be back next week when I have some more guests, more provocative guests. I don't know if anyone can top Andreas, but we will
Not
try.
Not without buying me dinner first.
Thank you, and have a fabulous day in Laguna Beach or wherever you are around the globe listening to KX93.5. Laguna Beach is, again, only FM radio. This is Craig signing off for Rainbow Radio.
Our system in their dreams.